海之音服务员与聆听相爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年3月25日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请了的传染法部，为我们继续来讲解永恒的解单念经。是解单念者怎么讲？哈利不行。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 21 The Opulence and Sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna
今天我们继续来阅读永恒的《Chaitanya经》，是《Chaitanya Charitamrita》Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第21章，主 Sri Krishna 的富裕和甜美。
We are broadcasting from Sridhar Mayapur.
我们现在在 Sridhar Mayapur 给大家直播。
And we are welcoming you to our simple shelter and abode.
欢迎大家来到我们这个简朴。的一个庇护所
Because we have been informed that there will be a complete lockdown in India for the next 21 days.
因为我们昨天晚上刚得到通知，印度呢下了这个禁足令，在接下来的这21天当中，我们将会待在家里。
So we can't move and we can't go anywhere.
也就是说，我们不能自由的行动，也不能去任何地方。
There is a very special atmosphere in Mayapur at the moment.
现在 Mayapur 有着一种非常特别的氛围。
The place is completely empty.
现在呢，这个地方几乎是空无一人。
The temple is closed.
庙宇也关闭了。
The shops are closed.
店铺也关闭了。
The school is closed.
学校也关闭了。
All the activities are being stopped.
所有的这些活动呢都禁止了下来。
And all we can hear is the kirtans from the devotees' homes.
然后我们听到的就是在奉献者的家中传出来的 kirtan 声，此起彼伏。
All the roads are empty, there are no cars.
这路上也没有交通工具，也就是没有各种各样的车了。
The only thing that remains open are the shops for food supply.
那现在只有那些还在卖食品的那些店铺可以开张。
So it's a very special time.
这是一个非常特别的时刻。
People who are in a mode of passion and ignorance find it very difficult to have a peaceful mind.
那些总是沉浸在这个激情形态和愚昧形态中的人，很难找到内心的安宁。
But this is a actual golden opportunity for deepening our Krishna consciousness.
但是这确实能够深化我们的 Krishna 知觉的绝佳的契机。
And in Vrindavan, it's exactly the same situation.
Vrindavan 的情况也是这样。
So there are many sannyasis and senior devotees who are also in lockdown in India.
然后呢，现在的很多的年长的奉献者，还有sannyasi托钵僧们，现在在印度也是被禁足在家里。
All our ISKCON temples in India are closed.
印度各地的 ISKCON 的庙宇都关闭了。
And as a matter of fact, all our ISKCON temples around the world are closed.
事实上可以说几乎是我们全世界的 ISKCON 的这个庙宇都暂时关闭。
So this is a time for more hearing and more chanting.
但是现在呢，这却是一个很好的去增加我们聆听和唱诵的机会。
And that's what we are doing by being absorbed in hearing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那我们现在呢，就是在这里一起沉浸到对Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的逍遥时光的聆听之中。
So, we're starting a new chapter today.
今天我们开始新的一章的阅读。
It's called The Opulence and Sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna.
这个被称为这一章的题旨是主Sri Krishna的富裕和甜美。
It is a new chapter, but it is still part of the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami.
这是新的一章的开始，但是还是延续了Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu和 Sanatana Goswami 之间的对话。
This conversation is spread over 5 chapters.
他们之间的这个对话呢，会涵盖五章的内容。
And the conversation took place over a period of 2 months.
他们之间的对话持续了两个月之久。
And prior to that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had also a conversation where he gave teachings to Rupa Goswami, the brother of Sanatana Goswami.
那在这之前呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也给了 Sanatana Goswami 的兄弟 Rupa Goswami 教导。
So these teachings are meant to empower.
这些教导是为了赋予他们力量。
Both Rupa and Sanatana were empowered by Lord Chaitanya.
Rupa 和 Sanatana 他们两兄弟都得到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所赋予的力量。
And this empowerment came in 2 ways.
那么这样的一种力量的赋予，
One is called Jnana Shakti.
一种被称为 Jnana Shakti.
Means the power of knowledge.
那这就是知识的力量的注入。
In other words,When knowledge is imparted, this knowledge comes with the power to understand it.
那换句话说，当这门知识注入到对方的心中的时候，那么这种理解力也同时的被赋予了。
And the other way is called Kripa Shakti.
那另外一个呢，就被称为 Kripa Shakti.
Kripa Shakti means the power of mercy.
这个就是仁慈的力量。
And mercy is not something that anyone can control.
仁慈是任何人都无法随意控制的。
Mercy is like the rain cloud.
那仁慈呢，就像天上的雨云。
Sometimes you look at the sky and there are so many clouds, but it never rains.
那有的时候你抬头，你就会看到这个天上乌云密布，但是这个时候还没有雨。
And sometimes the clouds will.Give rain.
有的时候呢，这个云就会变成雨落到地上。
Now, when the rain falls onto the ground, 3 things will happen.
那当这个雨呢落到了地上的时候，就会发生三件事。
The water will fall on the rock and will have give no results.
那这个雨水呢，它会降落到岩石上，那最后呢，就是没有任何的结果。
Or the water will fall into the ocean and just merge.
或者呢，雨水也会落到海洋中，融入到海水里。
But when the water falls onto the soil, it will create vegetation.
但是呢，当这个雨水落到土壤中的时候，就会滋养蔬菜。
So this means that this rain, is like the mercy of Krishna.
所以呢，这些雨水呢，就好像是 Krishna 的仁慈一样。
It may rain on people, this mercy may fall on people, but not everyone can be a recipient.
那这个仁慈呢，它同样的降临到了每一个人的身上，但是并不是每一个人他会去接受的。
At the same time, this rain of mercy may fall on the most unexpected people.
那有的时候这个仁慈它就会降临到最出乎意料的人身上。
So those teachings to Rupa and Sanatan are imbued with knowledge and mercy.
所以呢给予 Rupa 和 Sanatan Goswami 的这些教导当中充满着知识和仁慈。
Knowledge is meant to destroy ignorance.
知识是可以驱散无知和愚昧的。
And also knowledge is meant to cut the strong attachment in the heart.
知识也可以斩断心中的物质依附的缠结。
And mercy means that it's available to everyone and anyone.
那这个仁慈呢，就是意味着它是平等的给予众生的，每一个人都可以获得。
It's just a question of being a good recipient.
啊，那么这里在最关键的就是说，怎么样成为一个最好的接受者。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intention in giving those teaching is to use Rupa and Sanatan as instruments for spreading Krishna consciousness.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之所以给予这些支持，其用意就是在于要通过 Rupa 和 Goswami 去传播这门知识。那么 Rupa 和 Sanatan 就好比是一个工具或者媒介。
And those teachings are very focused.
这些这个教导呢，都是有一个非常明确的核心的。
They give general information.
一方面呢，它给予了一个比较宽泛的信息。
About the nature of this material world.
包括这个大自然，我们的物质自然的性质。
About the condition of the living entities.
还有生物体的这个备受局限的状况。
And about the spiritual world.
还有关于灵性世界的知识。
But when it comes to speaking about the spiritual world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to focus on one single destination.
那谈到了这个灵性世界的时候呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就把他的这个焦点关注在了特别的某一点上。
And that is Vrindavan.
这就是 Vrindavan.
And then he establishes through the teachings the means by which the conditioned souls can be purified and be established in the Vrindavan consciousness.
然后呢，他又通过他的这个教导呢，就是教导这个受条件限制的灵魂怎么样去净化自己的心灵，然后怎么样能够安处于这个 Vrindavan 的智觉之中。
So in the previous chapter, chapter 20, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Sanatan Goswami knowledge about the science of the absolute truth.
在前面的这一章，也就是第二十章中呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Sanatan Goswami 的是有关绝对真理的科学。
He first established the authority of the Vedic literatures.
首先呢，他就确立了韦达经的绝对的地位。
And from the Vedic literatures, what is the most important aspect?
然后呢，从这个韦达经出发，他谈到了一些非常重要的方面。
And what is the conclusion of the Vedic scriptures?
还有就是韦达经典的结论是什么
？Which is the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam?
这个结论就是圣典薄伽瓦坛的这个权威。
And the ultimate object of worship in Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord Krishna.
然后呢，崇拜圣典薄伽瓦坛的终极就是在于崇拜是 Krishna.
And how to find Krishna.
以及呢怎么样才能够找到 Krishna.
So then he explained how Krishna is situated throughout the spiritual sky.
然后他接下来他就讲到了 Krishna 是遍布在宇宙的每一个角落。
And situated throughout the material sky.
是它无处不在，然后它也是遍布在整个物质世界。
Situated within the heart of all living entities.
那 Krishna 它也在每一个生物体的心中。
And how Krishna appears on a regular basis through different incarnations.
然后 Krishna 它又是怎样的通过不同的这个化身，有规律的降临到这个物质世界。
So now, over the next two chapters, actually chapter 22 and 23, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to concentrate on the personality of Krishna.
然后在接下来的这两章，也就是《曼德拉拉中篇》下到的第22和23章当中， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就会把他的这个焦点集中在对主 Krishna 的人格性的描述上。
Because that's the reason why we are in Krishna consciousness, because we want to be conscious of Krishna.
因为这实际上就是我们加入到 Krishna 知觉当中的原因，因为我们都想要知觉到 Krishna.
Either we are attracted to the knowledge of Krishna.
我们也许是被有关 Krishna 的知识所吸引。
Or we are attracted to Krishna Prasadam.
或者是被 Krishna 的 Prasadam 所吸引。
Or we are attracted to the holy names of Krishna.
或者是被 Krishna 的圣名所吸引。
Or to the devotees of Krishna.
或者是被奉献者所吸引。
Or the holy land of Krishna.
或者是 Krishna 的圣地。
Or the form of Krishna.
或者 Krishna 的形体。
But all these different aspects.Are meant to make us Krishna conscious.
所有的这些的方方面面，其实都在帮助我们获得 Krishna 知觉，去觉知到 Krishna.
So this is a very specific process.
所以呢，这个途径呢，它是一个非常特定的途径。
And it's very personal. It is not impersonal.
它不是非人格性的，它充满了人格性。
The destination is very clear.
而且呢，这个目的地是极其明确的。
The process is very clear.
这个程序也非常的明确。
The only thing which is separating is our own limitation because of material condition.
那唯一把我们使我们与这个目标相隔的，就是说我们被这个物质的能量所束缚、所局限的这个现状。
And this is why.The importance of approaching a bona fide spiritual master.
这就是为什么去接近一个真正的灵性导师是多么的重要。
This is another aspect of Krishna's mercy, is that he sends the spiritual master to us.
那么这也是体现了 Krishna 的这个仁慈的一个方面，也就是说 Krishna 他会派把灵性导师派到我们的跟前。
And the spiritual master opens our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
灵性导师以知识的火炬点亮我们的眼睛。
And gives instructions.
给予我们教导。
Gives guidance.
给我们指引。
Gives shelter.
给我们庇护。
Gives encouragement.
给予我们鼓舞。
So that the journey back to Krishna will be as smooth as possible.
这样呢，我们的这个。回归 Krishna 的这个道路呢，就可以尽可能的畅通无阻。
So, I want to speak a little bit about the Chaitanya Charitamrita as a work of writing.
现在呢，我也想再来谈一下 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的一个写作风格。
Because we need to keep in context.This massive work which was done by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
那因为呢，在我们阅读的这个过程当中，我们要时时刻刻的去感知到这部非常经典的这个剧作，也就是说 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 的这个著作创作的背景。
And to remind everyone of the incredible work.Which he has done for the benefit of mankind.
而且他这是为了利益众生，他才创作了这么美妙的一部鸿篇巨著。
This work was blessed and requested by the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan.
那么这部著作呢，是在来答应 Vaishnava 奉献者们的祝福和准许下。
After the Pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were ended.
那么就是在这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光结束之后。
And the devotees in Vrindavan were feeling great separation from Lord Chaitanya.
Vrindavan 的奉献者们，他们在和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的分离之苦之中。
So they were spending their days discussing.And remembering all these pastimes.
然后他们的日日夜夜呢，他们就在一起去谈论有关主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光。
And they requested Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to put everything into writing.
然后他们就请求 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 能够把这所有的一切以文字的方式呈现出来。
Because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was empowered by his own spiritual master Lord Nityananda.
因为呢 ，Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 他已经获得了他的灵性导师主尼坚南达的赋予的能量。
And he began this work when he was 100 years old.
他已经是100岁的高龄才开始 写作这部书籍。
And he was a very, very learned scholar.
他是一位非常博学的学者。
But especially he was a pure devotee of Krishna.
那最特别的就是他是 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者。
As a matter of fact, an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna.
实际上他是 Radha 和 Krishna 的永恒的同友。
And what we see through the writing of Kaviraj Goswami is his extreme humility.
那么在这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的通篇的每一个地方，我们都在字里行间能够看到 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 这位作者的谦卑。
And the sweetness with which he is expressing his own feelings.
而且呢，他也表达了他的这种情感中的甜蜜。
Now the Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very, very special piece of writing.
Chaitanya Charitamrita 它是一部非常特别的文学著，它是非常特别的一部作品。
And because it's such a big writing work that we sometimes miss out on many details.
因为这部著作的篇幅非常的长，所以有的时候我们就会忽略了其中的一些细节。
But what we learn is that the Chaitanya Charitamrita actually has sources from 53 different scriptures.
嗯，那我们现在要总结一下，就是Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经，其实它是它的这个内容的这个出处是基于53部经典。
So from the 53 different scriptures, of course, there's Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
在这53部经典当中，当然里面肯定是包含的《博伽大梵歌》和圣典博迦瓦坛
，and different Puranas，
还有许多的这个 Purana 宇宙故事
，but also different writings from other Acharyas，
还有其他的 Acharya 的这个文字文献。
Now， one time， Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was giving a lecture，
有一次 Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati 在讲课
，and at the end of the lecture， the people all around were feeling there was some tremor, like a very light earthquake.
当时讲课结束的时候呢，全场的人都感觉到这个大地好像在颤动，就好像是在这个地震中一样。
And this tremor caused some flooding of the Ganges.
然后呢，这个大地的这个震颤呢，就激起了这个恒河的洪水。
So the water was rising everywhere.
然后呢，这个水呢，它就涨了起来。
And then the water came down again.
这还没有到洪水，就是恒河水涨起来，然后又落下去了。
So at that point, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said the following words.
那么这个时候呢 ，Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他就说了下面的这段。
He says that ultimately this universe will be flooded completely at the end of creation.
他说呢，到了这个创造之末的时候，这个宇宙就会被洪水所淹没。
This is what we learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个是我们在圣典博迦瓦坛里面所学到的。
That at the end of the life of Brahma.
也就是在主 Brahma 的这个生命的最后。
The universe will catch on fire.
这个宇宙呢就会大火弥漫。
From the bottom of the universe.
这是从这个宇宙的底部爆发的这个大火。
And then there will be flooding.
然后接下来就是洪水。
And this flooding will literally fill up the whole universe except for a small space at the top.
这个洪水呢，它会把整个的这个宇宙所淹没，只留下最顶端的一个小部分。
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, if you are attempting to swim during this flood,
那这个Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他就说，如果你在这个大洪水当中试图去游泳，
Do not neglect to take with you the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
他说呢，在这个时候你也不要忘记带上《薄伽梵歌》《圣严薄伽瓦坛》和《Chaitanya Charitamrita》.
But if you cannot take them all,
但是如果说呢，你不能把所有的这些书都带上，
then let go of the Bhagavad Gita.
你可以先放下《薄伽梵歌》.
And if you cannot continue with the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
if you can't continue
swimming,
yeah, can you repeat again?
If you can't swim with the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita,
okay. 如果你不能继续的带着圣典薄伽瓦坛和Chaitanya Charitamrita继续来游泳,
then let go of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那你就把这个圣典薄伽瓦坛放下.
But under no circumstances should you let go of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
但是呢，不管在任何这个情况下，你都不能放弃Chaitanya Charitamrita，永恒的Chaitanya经.
Why is that?
为什么是这样呢？
Because all the Vedic literatures, all the Vedic scriptures, all the knowledge of this material world and spiritual world are included in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
因为所有的这个伟达经典、伟达文献，它有关这个物质世界和灵性世界的一切的知识，都包含在Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的Chaitanya经中。
So, in many ways, we may feel very unqualified to have access to such elevated knowledge.
所以呢，这样的一部非常崇高的这个文献摆在我们的面前，我们可能会觉得自己完全没有资格去接近它。
But we have to understand that spiritual knowledge is very purifying.
但是我们要知道，这个灵性的知识是充满着巨大的净化力的。
Even if we don't understand.
即便是我们没有办法理解。
When Srila Prabhupada left India to go to the West, the only book he had with him was the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那当Srila Prabhupada他离开印度去往西方的时候, 他随身携带的唯一的书就是 Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So, Prabhupada explains that we may read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and we may not understand it.
那Srila Prabhupada呢，他说到，就是说，也许我们去阅读了Chaitanya Charitamrita， 但是却不求，就是无法理解。Something
we may understand.
其中呢有一些内容可能我们能够理解。We
mostly enjoy to hear the pastimes.
大多数的情况下，我们都喜欢去聆听这个其中的逍遥时光。Because
everyone likes a good story.
因为大家都喜欢听精彩的故事。As
a matter of fact, this is the reason why Srila Vyasadeva compiled literatures such as the Mahabharata and other books which are bringing the Vedas into story form.
实际上呢，就是 Vyasadeva 也是出于这样的一个目的，才写了像Mahabharata这样的书。 那就是说把这个伟大的这个经典以一个故事的那种叙述方式呈现给众生。So,
when we hear stories, it's much easier for us to understand philosophy.
就是通过聆听故事的话，似乎就更加容易去理解其中蕴含的哲学。But
no matter what, knowledge must be given.
但是无论如何呢， 就这个知识是必须要去传递。
So sometime when we read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, just like now, we have 5 chapters of pure philosophy.
那就像比如说我们有的时候在读书，就比如说现在我们读 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的时候，这里有5章的这个内容可以说都是纯哲学的。
And sometime we have many chapters, it's only pastimes.
然后有一些章节的话呢，就都是 纯逍遥时光。So
this is a good opportunity for us to learn many things.
所以呢，对我们来说，这是一个学习的好机会。
Now, every chapter begins with an introduction by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
在每一章开始之前，最开始的时候呢， Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢，都会对这一章有一个介绍。One
of the names that he has is Kaviraj.
他的名字当中呢, 有一个部分，有一个词，就是 Kaviraj。
Krishna Das means servant of Krishna.
那 Krishna Das 的意思呢，就是 Krishna 的仆人。
Goswami means one who has full control over the senses.
Goswami 的意思是一个完全控制了感官的人。
And Kaviraj is made of two words, Kavi and Raj.
那 Kaviraj 最后名字最后的那个后缀就是 Kaviraj， 它是由两个字组成的，一个是 Kavi， 一个是 Raj。
Kavi means poet.
Kavi 的意思就是诗歌。
And Raj means king.
Raj 的意思就是国王。
So Kaviraj means that one is an excellent, utmost poet.
所以 Kaviraj 的连起来就是诗王的意思，就是一个极其精通诗歌的一个人，就是那个是一个非常具有文采的人。
When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is compiling this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is doing this by referring to notes that were taken by other devotees.
那 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 在著作这部书的时候，在与此同时，他的参照的是很多其他的奉献者他们留下的笔记。
But he also composes his own literature.
但是呢，就是除了参照他们的文字之外，他也创造了自己的内容。
And when an acharya composes literature,This literature is considered to be none different than Vedic literature.
那当一个 Acharya 他去创造一些文本的时候，那么这些这个文献可以说就是与韦达文献是没有任何分别的。
Srila Prabhupada explained the same thing about Narottam Das Thakur.
那么就是 Srila Prabhupada 他也讲到了 Narottam Das Thakur， 他说也是一样。
He says that Narottam Das Thakur wrote many beautiful songs.
但是 Narottam Das Thakur 呢写了许多非常美妙的歌曲。
And each songs are very poetic.
每一首歌呢都是充满着诗情。
And they are written in very, very simple Bengali language.
而且它是用一种非常简单的孟加拉文写就的，但是却充满着诗意。
And those songs are all about pure love for Guru and Krishna.
然后这些歌当中都表达了对 Guru 和 Krishna 的深厚的情感。
The Prabhupada explained that the songs of Narottam Das Thakur are considered to be as good as Vedic scriptures.
那是了 Prabhupada 他就说 Narottam Das Thakur 他所写的这些歌曲或者这些诗歌呢其实无异于就是韦达文献。
So similarly, everything which is written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered to be none different than Vedic literature.
所以Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的经，Chaitanya 经中的字字句句也可以说是与韦达文献一致的，就是无异于就是韦达文献。
Now, Vedic literatures come in two forms.
韦达文献呢，它以两种方式来呈现。
One form is known as Shruti, and one form is known as Smriti.
那一种就被称为 Smriti， 一种被称为 Shruti， 也就是审讯经和圣传经。
Shruti is what is heard.
Shruti 就是说去聆听到的知识。
And Smriti is what is remembered.
Smriti 的意思就是记忆的。
So first you hear.
首先是聆听。
And then you remember.
然后你就记忆下来。
So what you remember, you write.
那么你所记忆的那一切呢，你就落于文字，把它写下来。
So Shruti are the words of Krishna. Shruti are the words of Krishna.
Shruti 是 Krishna 的话。
And Smriti are the words about Krishna.
那 Smriti 的意思就是有关于 Krishna 的话。
I repeat, Shruti are the words of Krishna.
Shruti 是 Krishna 的话。
And Smriti are the words about Krishna.
这个 Smriti 它是有关于 Krishna 的话。
So when Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami composes his own knowledge, it is considered to be Smriti or about Krishna.
所以呢，当 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 在写出他的这些文字，描述有关 Krishna 的一切的时候，就被称为是 Smriti。
No, it's not the other way around. Shruti are the words of Krishna.
Shruti 是 Krishna 的话。
And Smriti are the words about Krishna.
Smriti 是有关于 Krishna 的话。
There is a verse which says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidindina Hekantaki Harir Bhakti Utpataye Vakalpate. All the scriptures.
所有的这个经典。
Such as Smriti and Shruti.
就比如说像 Smriti 和 Shruti。
And all the Puranas,
还有所有的这个Purana,
which are Vedic knowledge in story form,
都是伟达知识的这个以知识指以故事的这个方式传送的。
They have to be considered as authorities in knowledge.
那么他们就被称为是这个知识的权威。
And anything else which is not included in this is.Is only a disturbance.
那所有的其他的这一切呢，都不是，如果并不是涵盖在这些经典当中的，那只不过就是扰乱人心的信息而已。
Now, there's a very important thing to understand here.
在这里呢，有一个非常重要的这个要点，我们要理解的。
And I'll give an example.
我现在呢就要举一个例子。
One time, one.Person was speaking with Srila Prabhupada.
有一次呢，有一个人他跟 Srila Prabhupada 在对话。
And the person asked about specific body of knowledge that we find in.
那这个人呢，他正是谈到了在这个圣经里面所讲的这个内容。
And the person is asking if this particular piece of knowledge in Christian literature.Is authorized.
然后这个人提的这个问题就是说这个圣经当中的这一段文字呢它是否是权威性的
And Srila Prabhupada asked the question, is this piece of literature glorifying the activities of the Supreme Lord?
那 Srila Prabhupada 就询问他说那这一段文字是不是在荣耀至尊人格神首呢
The person said, yes, it is about a very specific saint who was completely dedicated to God.
那这个人呢他就说是啊这一段文字是完全去这个颂扬神的颂扬上帝。
Then Prabhupada said, then it is part of the Vedic literature.
那Srila Prabhupada说那它就是伟大经典的一部分了。
So in other words, the Vedas are very, very vast and they're very accommodating.
换句话说呢这个伟达文献呢它是涵盖一切它是非常具有包容力的非常就是涵盖很广。
So we have to be very broad-minded when we try to understand what knowledge is.
所以当我们去理解什么是知识的时候呢我们也必须要有这样的一种开阔的视野。
But here we are concerned with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's objective, which is to bring us to the knowledge of Krishna.
那在这里呢我们就最关心的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的讲述这一切的这个目的目的的就是让我们去了解这些知识。
So in the very, so what I wanted to say is that at the beginning of every chapter, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami sets the tone, he gives the mood of that chapter.
那我在这里想要指明的就是在这个Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中这个作者 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 在每一章的这个开始他其实就是定了一个基调
So in the first verse of chapter 21
比如说现在我们所讲到的是第21章在第21章中的第一个时节
He says Agatyeka Gatim Natva Inartha Dika Sadakam Sri ChaitanyamLila Kamyasa Madhuryeshwarya Shikaram. Offering my obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let me describe a particle of his opulence and sweetness. He is most valuable for a fallen conditioned soul bereft of spiritual knowledge. And he is the only shelter for those who do not know the real goal of life.
就是在第一个诗节当中呢，他说到让我顶拜须柴塔尼亚马哈帕布，请允许我来描述他的富裕和甜美的一个威力。对于那些缺乏灵性知识的堕落的受条件限制的灵魂而言，它是最大的珍宝。对于那些并不了解人生的真正目标的人而言，它是唯一的庇护所。
So, let's try to understand this first verse.
那第一个诗节呢，让我们来试着理解一下。
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢，他向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 致以顶拜。
In other words, unless we show respect for superiors, it is not possible to try to explain anything.
除非说我们向这个长者致以顶礼，否则的话呢，这个知识就没有办法自上而下的传递。
And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami will try to describe what he calls a particle of his opulence and sweetness, just a particle.
那接下来 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 他要描述的就是至尊主的富裕和甜美的，他用了一个词，一个威力，就是一个非常微小的部分。
But it's very interesting the way he writes this, because the name of this chapter is the opulence and sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna.
他在这里的写作方式是非常有意思的，因为我们可以看到这一章的题目是主须 Krishna 的富裕和甜美。
But here it seems that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants to describe a particle of the opulence and sweetness of Lord Chaitanya.
那在这里呢，我们从Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 这句话中呢，我们理解到他似乎是要去描述主的富裕和甜美的一个非常微小的部分，就是一个威力。
In other words,with his own humility, he is accepting the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different than Krishna.
那么换句话说，其实呢，他是非常谦卑的，去承认 Chaitanya 就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the
none different.
他和 Krishna 是没有任何区别的。
So then he says he is the most valuable for a fallen conditioned soul.That has no knowledge.
然后接下来他说就是说，对于那些没有知识的、堕落的、受条件限制的灵魂，它是最有价值的。
Which means that unless we come in contact with Lord Chaitanya, we would not have access to all this knowledge.
那换句话说就是说，除非我们能够接近 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 否则的话呢，我们对于有关 Krishna 的这个知识也会一无所知。
Because the fact that we are conditioned souls, it means that we don't have knowledge, otherwise we would not be conditioned.
那我们都是备受局限的灵魂，那意味着就是说我们是没有知识的。如果是我们有知识的话，那就不可能被这个局限，被限制起来。
And then he says he is the only shelter for those who do not know the real goal of life.
然后接下来还有说，他是对那些对人生的真正的目标一无所知的人而言是唯一的庇护。
So it means that once you have knowledge, then you have a goal in life.
那换句话说呢，这里的意思就是说，当你有了知识之后，你也就明确了人生的真正的目标是什么。
And if you don't have spiritual knowledge,You don't have a goal in life, which means you have to take birth again and again in this material world.
如果说你没有灵性的知识的话，你的这个人生你就不明确这个目标是什么。那既然你不知道这个目标的话，那你就会落入到生死轮回之中。
So this is why it is important to constantly hear and to receive transcendental knowledge.
就是不断的去聆听和接受这个超然的知识，所以说是极其重要的。
And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins the the chapter with this particular prayer, because what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to give in this chapter is actually very confidential.
那 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 他就是有这样的一段祷文作为本章的这个开篇，因为接下来Chaitanya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所要揭示的这些知识其实是非常的隐秘的。
And what we mean by confidential, it's like when Krishna talks in the Bhagavad Gita about knowledge as being a secret.
那当我们说到这个隐秘或者说机密的时候啊，就好比是我们在佛家梵歌当中 ，Krishna 他说这个知识是机密
，And
秘密中的秘密。
By secret, it means that the knowledge is there, you can access it.But whether you're going to realize it or not, that's another question.
那为什么说这个知识是秘密的呢？就是说这个知识是向所有人敞开的，你可以去触碰到这个知识，但是至于你是否能够去觉悟和理解这个知识呢？这个就是因人而异的了。
Normally, when something is confidential, it's something which is kept secret. You don't talk about it.
那一般来说，如果某件事情它是一个机秘密的话，这就意味着是秘密啊，守口如瓶的，大家是不能随便的去讲的。
But this is the beauty of transcendental knowledge. It's confidential, but it's accessible.
那超然知识的美妙之处就在于此了。一方面它是秘密，它是机密的，但是另外一方面呢，它又是可以去接近的。
So, if we have access to this knowledge.The question now is, can we understand it?
那如果说呢，我们可以去接近或者说是触及到这个知识，但是现在要问的这个问题就是说，你能够觉悟到吗？你能够理解这个知识吗？
And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to talk about. Can we actually understand?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他在这里所提出的这个问题就是说，我们是否能理解呢？
Like we distribute so many Bhagavad Gitas all over the world.
就好比说，我们现在在全世界、世界各地都派发了很多的佛家梵歌 Bhagavad Gita.
And the devotees who distribute those Bhagavad Gitas may be convinced or may not be convinced about the content of the Bhagavad Gita.
那去派书的这些奉献者，他也许已经信服了佛家梵歌当中的知识，但是也有可能并没有信服，还是心存疑惑。
They can only be convinced to the level that they have realized.
那么他们究竟有多大的程度上能够信服其中的这个知识，这跟他们的觉悟的水平高低有关。
And sometimes devotees will say, "The Bhagavad Gita is too difficult to understand."
有的时候，有的奉献者呢，就是说，佛家梵歌太深奥了，理解不了。
Why do we distribute these books? People don't understand it.
那我们干嘛要去派发这样的一部书？那这个别人都看不懂，为什么要向他们派发呢
？So remember the example of the rain.
那我们就要回想一下刚才所给的那个有关于雨的例子，
so,
雨水的例子。
Each Bhagavad Gita is like a drop of rain.
那每一部这个佛家梵歌呢，就好比是一滴雨水。
And we have many many stories of people who have received the book Bhagavad Gita.It will sit on the shelf in their home for many, many years.
我们听过很多这样的故事，有很多人他们请了这个佛家梵歌，但是呢，这个书却被束之高阁，放在他们的书架上很多很多年。
They won't touch the book. They won't even look at it. They won't even know that it's there.
他们也不会去翻看这部书，也不会去碰这本书。甚至都忘记了这部书的存在。
And then one day something happens in their life.
然后呢，某一天他们生活中发生了某一件事情。
And somehow or other they set their eyes on the book that's been sitting on the shelf and they open the book and everything makes sense.
然后不知怎的，他们的目光呢就投到了看到了这部束之高阁的这本书，然后他们拿下来翻开了，然后呢。所以里面的所有的这些内容呢，就让他们恍然大悟。
And some other people will get the Bhagavad Gita the first day they open it. Yes, I understand. Yes, I accept.
还有一些人是不一样，他们一拿到了佛家梵歌，一打开了，从第一天开始，他们就说是的，就是它了。 里面的这一切我都理解，我都接受。
So we are only instruments.
所以说呢，我们只不过是一个工具而已。
And the acharyas and the spiritual master has a much broader vision than we have.
而 acharya 们啊，这个历代的先师们，还有这些灵性导师们，他们的视野要比我们的要广阔得多。
For example, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati met with Srila Prabhupada at Radhakund in Vrindavan.
就比如说呢 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他和 Srila Prabhupada 在这个 Radhakund 也就是 Radhakund 的那个湖边见面。
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati told Srila Prabhupada, if you ever get money, print books.
那 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 对他的门徒 Srila Prabhupada 说呢，你只要一有钱就去派书。
Why did he say that?
为什么他会这么说呢?
For two reasons.
是两个原因。
One reason is that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had just opened and built a gorgeous, beautiful, big temple in Calcutta.
一方面就是说在之前不久这个是 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, 他刚在这个加尔各答建了一座非常宏伟的神庙。
And...The sannyasis and brahmacharis were fighting over who's going to get which room.
但是呢，那些 sannyasi 托钵僧和他住在那里的那些门徒，那些 brahmachari 们呢，就在争夺这个神庙当中的房间。
So he was thinking, what's the point of having a temple if everybody wants to live comfortably?
所以他就在想，如果大家只想着舒舒服服的住在庙里，那么开这座庙还有什么意义呢？
Better we sell the marble of the temple when we print books with the money.
我们还不如把这个神庙的大理石都给卖了，然后拿这个钱去印书。
So he told Prabhupada, who was still a householder at that time, he said, if you ever have money, any kind of money, just print books.
当时说到帕帕还是一名居士。那么他的灵性导师就训示他说呢，只要你一有钱就去印书。
And later on, this is what Prabhupada did.
后来是啦 ，Prabhupada 就是这样做了。
He established what we know as the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust.
他就建立了这个 Bhaktivedanta 书籍及信托社
，which
is 我们知道的 BBT.
Which is the most successful book publication in the entire world on Vedic knowledge.
这个是在这个全世界的这个范围内去出版伟达文献的一个最知名的出版社。
So all these books, millions and millions of Bhagavad Gita's and Srimad Bhagavatam being distributed all over the world are acting just like drops of rain.
所以呢，就是 BBT 所出版的这些书啊，就好像是就是雨水。成百万上千万的无数的这个雨水洒落在世界的每一个角落。
They will fall into someone's hand, nothing will happen.
有的时候这些书落到了某一个人的手里，那么什么都没有改变。
Or they'll give the book to someone else.
他们可能会把这个书又给了其他的人。
Or they will read the book and their heart will open up to transcendental knowledge.
那或者说呢，他们去读了这个书之后，他们的心就敞开了，然后超然的知识就进入到他们的心中。
So we should not be discouraged when we are faced with transcendental knowledge if we don't understand everything. Prabhupada says you have to keep reading. It's purifying.
所以当我们再去阅读这些超然的知识的时候呢，即便是什么都不能理解的话也不要担心，因为Srila Prabhupada说这些超然的知识本身就是具有极大的净化力的，只要去读就能够净化你。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is going to give an idea of what is the spiritual sky.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他现在就是要去描述这个灵性天空的模样。
And the planets in the spiritual sky.
还有在这个灵性天空当中的星球。
These planets are called Vaikuntha.
这些灵性的这个星球就被称为 Vaikuntha, 无忧星宿。
Vaikuntha means there is no fear.
Vaikuntha 的意思就是没有恐惧。
Means the spiritual world No one experiences any fear, which means no one dies and no one takes birth.
那就是说在这个灵性世界当中没有一个人内心中是充满着恐惧的。那么那个意思就是说是在灵性世界是没有生死的。也没有生死的这种恐惧。
So what's the reason why there is a lockdown all over the world now? Because people are afraid to die.
那为什么现在全世界呢？大家都被关在这个家里面，在疫情期间，那是因为大家都很害怕死亡。
In the spiritual world, they have no lockdown. They don't have coronavirus.
在灵性世界是没有这个新冠病毒的，所以也用不着去。
The only virus is the expansion of Krishna consciousness.
唯一的这个病毒就是去 Krishna 知觉的传播。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says these Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, it's not possible to count them.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就是说这个灵性世界的这个 Vaikuntha 是不计其数的，无法计算。
And then he explains the size of these planets.
然后接下来他就描述了这个外昆塔的这个大小。
Okay, so he gives a number just to give an idea in our little mind.
就是因为我们的这个脑袋的这个理解力很有限的，所以说呢，他就用这个数字来帮助我们去理解。
He says it begins with 8 miles.
先是按这个八英里来计算。
And it's multiplied by 100.
然后他说。那这个八英里呢，乘以一百，也就是一百倍的八英里。
And multiplied by 1,000.
然后是一千乘以一千，那就是指的是八千英里。
And multiplied by 10,000.
然后接下来是一万倍，也就是呀，一万八万。
And multiplied by 100,000.
然后呢就是十万倍的。
And multiplied by 10 million.
然后一千万倍的。
And then he says.Each Vaikuntha planet is expanded beyond our ability to measure.
然后他接下来有最后一句话，就是说每一个 Vaikuntha 的这个星球都是无法测量的。
In other words, we have a brain, we have intelligence, and we have intellect.
就是我们的每个人都有一个脑瓜子。有一定的这个智力和这个理解力。
There is only so much that we can understand.
但是我们的理解力是非常的有限。
As a matter of fact, scientists explain that the human brain is only used at 3% capacity.
其实科学家说我们人类仅仅是用了大脑潜能的 3%。
And humans...On other planetary systems, because human beings are not just on this planet, but all throughout the universe, they may have a different dimension. They may understand more.
那这个人类呢，它不仅仅是分布在我们的这个宇宙空间的，还分布到很多其他的宇宙当中。然后每一个其他的这些星球，可能它的维度空间是跟我们不一样的，所以他们的理解力也跟我们这个地球的人类不一样。
For example, the demigods in the heavenly planets have a much broader vision with their minds.
就比如说在这个天堂中的这个半神人，他们的这个视野就要比我们要宽广得多。
And then the mystics, the yogis, the tapasvis, they have a much bigger vision with their minds.
还有那些玄秘瑜伽师啊，那些苦行者呀。他们因为自己的这个修行，所以说他们所看到的比我们的这个世界也要大得多。
And ultimately, that vision is actually given by Krishna within the heart.
而且他们这种视野，其实终极而言，也就是在他们的心中的 Krishna 所给予他们的。
If Krishna wants us to see, we will see everything that there is to see.
那如果说 Krishna, 要赋予我们这样一双眼睛的话，那么我们就可以看到一切。
But for now, we need to understand what we can only assimilate with our own minds.
那现在呢，我们只能是看到的是我们的这个理解力 能够去承载能够吸收的那个部分。
This is why in the process of devotional service we learn to use mind, body and senses in the service of Krishna so they can be spiritualized, not materialized.
这就是为什么在 Krishna 知觉的奉献服务之中我们慢慢的去学会用我们的心意躯体和感官去用到这个服务之中，从而得到这种进化，让它灵性化而不是物质化。
So this chapter is not a long chapter compared to the other ones.
和其他的章节相比，那这本章的这个篇幅并没有那么长。
So we will hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the knowledge of the opulence and sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna.
所以我们接下来要聆听到的就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所描述的有关于主 Krishna 的富裕和甜美。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Then we look at Shrimati Radha Mataji, do you have any questions here? Yeah,
Das.
I know someone will ask this question. Das 说，圣严婆这西方是只带了永恒的主且他娘经吗？不是也带了圣严婆伽瓦坛吗？ And Srila Prabhupada, you just mentioned in your class that when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, the only book he took with him was the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But we remember that he also took Srimad Bhagavatam with him.
No, that's not what I said.
It's by with him,
okay.
And the other was the box, right?
The box.
The box.
Okay, Srila Prabhupada went to the West with the following.
那 Srila Prabhupada 去西方的时候，他是带了这些东西。
When he was in Bombay, he went to see Srimati Muraji to get a ticket to go on the boat.
他去孟买的时候，他去见了这个 Muraji 这个女士，就是那个船东，然后向他要了一张船票。
So when she agreed to give him the tickets, Prabhupada got very organized.
然后呢，就是说他得到了这个女士所给他的这个船票之后呢，他就打点行装。
Srila Prabhupada had already translated and published the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in 3 volumes.
那 Srila Prabhupada 他当时他已经把这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的最前面的这个部分以三卷本已经出版了。
So what Prabhupada did is he got 200 set printed.
所以他就是印了200套。
And he got them shipped from Bombay to Cochin.
然后呢，他就是说在孟买，把这个200套的这个书呢，就给他寄到了这个科钦。
In the south of India.
这个我们说的孟买，这个科钦就是在这个印度的南部。
Because he knew that the boat would stop there.
因为他知道那个船会停在科钦港。
Then he went back to Calcutta.
然后呢，他就是又回到了加尔各答。
He came to Mayapur.
他就来到了 Mayapur.
To get the blessing of Lord Chaitanya and his Guru Maharaj.
他先在Mayapur, 他得到了这个 Mahaprabhu 还有他的 Guru Maharaj 的祝福。
Then he took with him his manuscript on Bhagavad Gita.
然后他身上就带了他的薄伽梵歌的这个原稿。
Which would later be stolen.
后来到了美国的时候，这个原稿就被偷了。
And he also took with him the books of the commentaries of the Acharyas, which is in complete Bengali language.
然后还有就是这个 Acharya 们所写的一些评注，那就是那些文本都是以孟加拉文写就的。
And he had the Chaitanya Charitamrita for his personal reading.
然后这个时候他的随身贴身这个带着的就是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的其他念经，这个是他每天都要去读的。
So he went on to the boat in Calcutta, the Jaladutta.
他在这个 Jaladutta 号，也就是加尔各答，在这个加尔各答呢上的这个 Jaladutta 号船。
The first stop was Sri Lanka.
那这个船呢，它首先是在斯里兰卡停靠。
And the second stop was Cochin.
然后下一站就是科钦。
That's where his Bhagavatam were loaded onto the boat.
那然后呢，这个 他之前所记的那个圣典伯加瓦坛就在这个船第二次停靠科钦港的这个时候呢，就把它装到了这个船上去，所以是
And then the boat sailed all the way to America.
然后呢，这艘船加勒杜特号就从这个科钦港向美国驶去。
So this is what Prabhupada had with him on the boat.
所以呢，就是舍利帕帕在船上的时候就带了这些。
But when you read Prabhupada's diary, you will say that Chaitanya Charitamrita is his companion and his life and soul.
那你如果是去看一下舍利帕帕当时在路途中的日记的话，就可以看到他是这么说的。他说，Chaitanya Jin 永恒的 Chaitanya Chaitanya Charitamrita 呢，是就是永远伴随着他的这个心，他是他的心他的灵魂，是他的心灵。
Okay.
第二个问题来自于天地永恒的Chaitanya Jin的这本书怎么没有中文版？什么时候问世 ？How come we don't have the Chinese version of Chaitanya Charitamrita? When we can have it? 这个Chaitanya Charitamrita其实在很多年之前就已经中文版已经有出来，奉献者自己出的，是好像是前面的五章。然后接下来这些年这些书后面的这些部分还没有出版，然后现在呢这个书已经在翻译了大部分还有少部分，然后接下来的一个出版计划就是要去出版这个永恒的Chaitanya Jin。
You would be happy to hear that we had a meeting with the BBT last week and with Giridhari Swami. You said that already. And we are going to work on completing the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
我们上周也是和 BBT 和Giridhari Swami 就谈到了这个出版的这个事情，那么接下来这就是我们的出版计划之一。看起来中文版的 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍不多是吗？ It looks that the Chinese version of Srila Prabhupada's books are not many, isn't it? 实际上应该是很多了，就 Prabhupada 的书的大部分的中文版都已经有了。不知道你所知道的这个中文版有哪一些？啪啪啪的很多的小书，还有最主要的《伯加梵歌》《圣典》《伯加瓦坛》，这些都是有的。这个最主要的经典里面，可能就差这个《Chaitanya Charitamrita》。He said it looks that there are not many books in Chinese of Srila Prabhupada's books, but actually there are many.
Yeah.
你可以去询问一些时间比较长的奉献者，去询问他们哪些中文书是有的，然后你就可以找到。只不过说有一些小书的话，它是陆陆续续出版，有的时候会再版。一些小的书之前出版的可能已经没有了，那么你可能没看见。下一个问题来自于 Das Prabhupada。帕布说，我们在阅读永恒的主切坦念经时容易忽略很多细节，怎么样才能注意到一些重点的细节呢？好，那我们就一个一个问题来问哈。第一个问题， So there are actually four consecutive questions. Do you want me to read all of them or one by one?
One by one.
第一个问题就是Prabhu, you said that we tend toneglect a lot of details in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like we don't pay attention to the details. So how can we pay attention to all these important details?
Okay. You just have to, first of all, it's important to hear. There is personal reading and then there is collective reading.
就是我们在读一部书的时候，然后就是你一种方式就是你自己个人的这个阅读，还有一种是要集体阅读，就是大家一起去学习。
For example, my personal experience is I do my own reading, but when I read, I have questions.
就我举我自己的例子吧，我的读书的经验就是说，当我自己一个人读的时候，我的脑海里会经常出现一些问题。
So the first thing that I do is I do.Research to try to find the answer to my question.
所以当我有了问题的时候呢，我首先就是去参照这些经典，去研究一下怎么样才能够找到我的这些问题的答案，去参看一些这种书。
And sometimes the answer gives clarity to my question. Sometimes the answer I still don't understand.
有的时候呢，我找到了这个答案， 但是这个答案有可能可以就是澄清我之前的疑惑，但是也有可能呢看完了之后我还是不明白。
So when I don't understand, then I approach a devotee senior to me and I ask for clarification.
那如果说我还是不明白的话呢，我就去找一位更加年长资深的奉献者去求教，把我的这个问题讲给他，然后去请他去就是向我这个解释一下。
And sometimes I even ask the same question to two or three different devotees, even though they don't know that I'm asking them the question.
Even though they don't know.
I don't tell them that I ask many.
Oh, okay.
So I get three different answers.
那就是说，有的时候我还会拿同样的一个问题去询问两三个不同的人，那么我就可以从两三个不同的这个角度去得到我的问题的答案。
So, and sometimes I get the answers from different angles.
那就是说有的时候这样呢，我就可以从不同的这个角度去看到我这个问题的答案了。
So it's not like we are meant to understand everything the first time, but we have to be inquisitive. We have to ask questions.
但是并不是说你第一次读这个书的话，你就可以得到所有问题的答案，有的时候也是要不求甚解。但是无论怎么样的话，就是说我们要一直坚持这个阅读下去。
It's like if a devotee tells me, "Oh, I finished reading the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam."
好像有人跟我说，我读完了《圣严波伽瓦坛》的第一篇。
So I say, "Okay, so now you're a pure devotee."
那我然后我就问他说，那你现在已经是纯粹的奉献者啦？
Because the knowledge of the first canto is enough to attain pure devotional service.
因为这个圣典博加瓦坛的第一篇的这个内容就足以让一个人完全的达到这个纯粹的奉献服务的境界了。
So we have to be inquisitive.
就是说我们要坚持阅读，同时要不断的去求寻，要有保持着这样的一种好奇好问的心，就是去经常去求寻。
Okay, second question.
第二个就是只有接近 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 才能得到这门知识。那怎样才能更接近 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢？ You said that the only way to attain this, understand this knowledge is to be close to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how can we get access to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Pure chanting of the holy name.
就是纯粹的唱诵主的圣名或者念诵主的圣名，可以让你去更接近于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
We have to be attached to the chanting.
我们必须要依附于我们的念诵。
And we have to be attached to attentive chanting.
然后要依附于这种极其专注的念诵。
This will make us very, very close to Lord Chaitanya.
这样呢，就可以让我们非常的接近于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。
Third question.
第三个问题，超然的知识我们即使明白不了，依然有净化力。这个净化力表现在哪里？
You mentioned that even we don't understand the transcendental knowledge, still, the transcendental knowledge is still very purifying. In which way? That's my question.How does the transcendental knowledge purify us even we don't understand it?
Because knowledge is transcendental. It's beyond the mind and senses. It's beyond material energy.
因为这个知识既然超然的话，意味着它是超越了我们的感官和心意的，它是超越了物质能量的，在这个物质能量的范畴之上。
Because knowledge...There are two types of knowledge. One is the experimental knowledge, and one is the absolute knowledge.
这个知识可以分成两大类，一类是通过经验而得到的这种知识，然后另外的一类 ，one is experimental, the other is 第二种是绝对的知识。
So experimental knowledge is the expansion of the mind. This is what we do in the material world.We explore and we experience and we draw conclusions, but these conclusions are never correct.
那经验性的这个知识实际上是通过我们的头脑
或者说心意而得来的这个知识，也就是说我们呢依从了我们心意的这个驱使，然后我们可能就会去试验去经历然后呢不断的去试验之后我们会得到这个结论，但是这个结论并不是终极的结论，所以说呢你所得到的这个知识并不是结论，并不是绝对的。
Because the conditioned souls has too many defects.
因为我们这些受条件限制的灵魂有太多的缺陷了。
But absolute knowledge, it's the knowledge which is given by Krishna, pavitram idam uttamam. It is pure, therefore it purifies.
但是呢，绝对的知识是由Krishna 所直接赋予我们的，所以呢，它是具有极大的净化力的。既然它是具有净化力的这个知识，它就可以不断的去净化我们。
That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Nahi jnana sadrisham pavitram idam uttamam. He said there is nothing more sublime and nothing more pure than transcendental knowledge.
所以呢，在《薄伽梵歌》当中 ，Krishna 他说没有比超然知识更崇高、更具有净化力的了。
So it has an effect on the heart. It purifies the heart.
所以说呢，它会对我们的内心产生一种巨大的力量，这就是一种净化力。我把你的这个问题再进一步问一下。So how do we see that we get purified by this knowledge?
Because as you continue reading, you become detached from material.Entanglement, and you become attached to Krishna.
那这个表现呢，就是在于说，你读的越多，这个超然知识了解的越多的话，你就越是对这个物质的欲望啊，这些物质的这种事物的就越没有兴趣，越远离，然后你对这个有关于 Krishna 的这个超然的这种知识的品味就越来越高，就越来越依附。
The fourth question.
第四个问题就是超灵什么时候才会给我们更广的视域呢？ When will the super soul give us a broader vision?
That's the question. The super soul give a broader vision when we stop turning our back on the super soul.
当我们不再背对着超灵的时候，从那一刻开始，我们就获得了它给予我们的更广的视野。
When we are materially indulging, we turn our back on transcendental knowledge.
当我们陷入到物质的泥潭里的时候呢，我们就背对着we turn our back to the knowledge.
Yeah.
我们就会背对着这个超然的灵性的知识。
And when we turn to the super soul, and the super soul is always ready to help, to support, and to guide.
那当我们转向了这个超灵的时候呢，超灵就会，它其实一直就是等待在那里的，所以它就会帮助我们，支持我们，指引我们。
The super soul never sleeps.
超灵它是不会昏睡的。
The super soul is always conscious.
它总是非常的觉醒觉知。
But we are covered by ignorance and we have selfish material desires.
但是我们呢却被愚昧无知所重重的覆盖，然后我们是非常的自私的。
It's like the disobedient child who wants to be independent from the father. The father is always ready to help, but the child wants to turn his back on the father.
就好像是一个任性的孩子呢，他总是非常的叛逆，父亲总是在那里随时要去帮助自己的孩子，但这个孩子呢却总是背叛自己的父亲，我行我素。
It's like if you ask the question, when will my father be kind to me?
就好像你问一个问题说我的父亲什么时候才能对我更好。
All you have to do is go home and cooperate with your father.
就是我的父亲什么时候才能够对我非常的慈爱？那其实你要做的就是说你回家和你的父亲去在一起，跟他合作，那么他就源源不断的会就是把他的这个慈爱给你。
Hari Balaji.
Hari Valerie Devadasi, 感谢 Prabhu 和 Mataji, 请问圣帕布拉生前写作了多少本书呢？ How many books did Srila Prabhupada write in his lifetime? During his lifetime?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Titles?
Titles?
I think like on the Bhagavad Gita at the beginning, you have the list of Prabhupada's books.
No, it's right here, but it's quite long.
Prabhupada 写了很多很多的书，然后如果你要具体的书名的话呢，这个 Prabhupada 也可以那个列给你。
I mean, right here, this, look at this, there's about 40 right there. I would say over 100.Maybe 150.
可能超过100了，得有150。But a lot of like compilation of his lectures, like
No. This is different. This is anyway over 100.
反正得有100多吧，大大小小的。
And then all the Bhakti Gaudiya magazine.
还有这个回归神手的这个杂志，里面有很多他的。文章。
And let's not forget, Prabhupada wrote over 6,000 letters.
6,000
Prabhupada did a lot of writing.
他写了很多很多的书。Yeah.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. So, Shumuki Rala Mataji, anything else?
Shumuki Rala Mataji, 还有其他的问题吗？
稍等一下，
没有了。
没有问题了是吧？
还有，请稍等一下。
我的起身。
Yoga Yang
Yang Galian
Yang Galian顶拜咕噜帕布，顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译神训经是由 Krishna 直接说出来的话，圣传经是，圣传经是圣人传播的 Krishna 说的这个话，这种理解对吗 ？She just wants to, Shruti is the words that given directly by Krishna, and Smriti is the words that given by the sadhus or the saints or the acharyas. Is that right?
Yes.
对，是的。然后大师说怎样不背对，您刚才说的这是对的。大师说怎样不背对超灵，怎样才能总是面对超灵。How can we just stop turning our back?Against the super soul, how can we face the super soul all the time?
We have to practice Krishna consciousness.
我们需要去修习 Krishna 知觉，就是这么简单。
Because the process of devotional service is training us.To understand that there is a super soul within the heart.
其实奉献服务的这个程序就是在训练我们，让我们意识到我们的心中有超灵的存在。
And we do this under the guidance of the spiritual master, who is an external manifestation of the super soul.
那我们就是在灵性导师的这个指导下来做这个奉献服务的这个修习的，而我们的灵性导师其实就是内在的。超灵的外在展示。
So when we accept and follow the guidance of the spiritual master, it's as good as accepting the guidance and the instruction of the super soul.
所以当我们去接受灵性导师的训谕，并且依言而行，去遵循灵性导师的训谕去做的时候，这就好比就是在遵循内心中超灵的指引。下一个问题来自大，哦不。来自于云云，请问老师，对于中国国情下的30到40左右居家上班族的生活方式，怎么来安排自己的读书计划比较好？7小时睡觉，2小时唱诵，8小时工作时间看手机，2-3小时这样子。My question is, do you have any suggestions to the Chinese between 30 to 40 years old who have family life and who have to go to work. Under the circumstance of the circumstance of China right now, how to arrange our schedule for reading. For example, we sleep for 7 hours and we put 2 hours for chanting, 8 hours for work, and to look at the mobile for 2 or 3 hours, etc., etc.
I would highly recommend that you reduce the mobile pastimes to half an hour.
我要这个强烈的推荐你把这个手机逍遥时光，就是你看手机的这个时间，把它降到半个小时。
The other day I went to the bakery shop.
前两天我去了一个烘焙房。
And there's a very simple boy working there.
然后有一个小男孩在那里工作。
So I asked him about his lifestyle and his schedule.
然后我就问了一下他的这个每天的时间安排是怎么样的，是一种什么样的生活方式。
He said to me, Prabhu, I live in a village on the other side of the Ganges.
他跟我说了，他说，Prabhu，那我住在那个恒河对岸。
So every day I have to leave early to come to work here at the bakery shop.
所以呢，因为每天呢，就是我得一早上班，所以呢，我得早早的出发，然后呢，过了这个恒河，到这边的这个烘焙屋来上班。
So I don't have much free time.
所以呢，我没有太多的这个空余的时间。
And then he says to me, at least I have to spend 2 hours on the phone.
然后他接下来他说，不过我看手机就看掉两个小时，至少每天得看两个小时。
So this is a disease.
所以这个看手机看得太多就像是一种疾病一样。
You have to set your priorities right.
你得把你的这个生活当中的轻重缓急。
If you spend 2 hours in chanting,
如果说你这个2个小时的念诵,
spend at least 1 hour reading.
那至少是1个小时的时间要拿出来阅读。
Then you can play with your phone.
然后剩下的时间你可以去看手机什么的。比如说, 你要把最重点的事情先把时间安排出来，剩下的时间才去做看手机之类的事。Just
turn your phone off and read for 1 hour.
你在那一个小时的阅读时间里，你就把这个手机关掉就好了。And
maybe one day you'll forget to turn your phone back on because you'll be so absorbed in reading.
可能有一天呢，你这个书就读得津津有味，都完全的沉浸在其中了，你甚至连手机都忘了打开了。 第最后是Das说 感谢翻译Masaji帮我问得这么清楚。 Okay, it's a thank you note to the translators to ask the question so clearly.
Wow. Okay.
那好，我们今天的问题就到这里了。 还有吗？ Smoky Rada. 你还在打字，我看一下。Oh, that's all.
Okay, so we'll stop here.
好，我们今天的课就讲到这里。Thank
you very much, Smoky Rada Mataji.
感谢 Smoky Rada Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your excellent translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji的翻译。
Excellent. Thank you to all the devotees for listening attentively and for your excellent questions.
感谢所有奉献者专注的这个聆听，也感谢你们所提出来的好问题。Please
stay safe.
请大家呢，就是一切保叫什么安全。Look
after your health. Look after your family members.
然后呢，就是好好的去照顾自己的身体，照顾你的家人。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kashadesh Yatra ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hai Kunha Ching, Fu Yuen Ling Ting.
Keep going.
Oh, Das 又讲了一句话. Do you want me to translate it? OK， 那之后我跟帕布说哈，大师他说帕布怎么这么清楚，是了帕帕坐禅经过的每一个地方，真是太厉害了。
瓦昆塔之一服务原因聆听亲爱的奉献者们今天的永恒的且赞叹诗经区且赞叹 Charitamrita 就讲到这里结束。我们下周同一时间再来感受 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光。祝大家度过充满 Krishna 知觉的一天。 Hare Krishna。